When it comes to understanding another culture or even another time in history, Jennifer Justice believes in the power of food. Justice is the author of a cookbook called Nashville Eats. She talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series, Movers and Thinkers, about how cuisine can cross cultural boundaries.
Jennifer Justice is a pro at making dishes based on old recipes. It uses so many senses, she says. It immerses her in the past.
Maybe you have an old recipe that involves meat that you put on a skillet and you can hear it sizzle and you can touch it to see if it's done. So you've got the document, but you also have the experience.
And then the finished product is usually pretty appetizing. She says that's why it's such a fun way to learn about history or other cultures. But I ask her, does this stop people from having serious and maybe even uncomfortable conversations?
Does food gloss over the difficult parts of history, like conflict and inequality?
I think you can definitely have those conversations when food is a lens through which to talk about the harder stuff of race and religion, and because you can go from, oh, this is how you make your bread, to, oh, and this is how you do your religion.
She says the best conversations about food dive into tough topics like cultural appropriation. For example, when white chefs in South Carolina started getting praised for cooking Gola cuisine, which originally came from descendants of slaves. Or she says, look at Beyoncé's song Formation. It inspired all these think pieces about food and race.
And just the line about hot sauce in my bag.
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Obviously, this wasn't just about how hot Beyoncé might like her food, but it's a cultural connection to her background.
Hot sauce, or any food, is something people can wrap their heads around first. So food doesn't necessarily make the conversation easier, she says, but it can make the conversation happen. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
There's more from Jennifer Justice and other Nashvillians trying to preserve history on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Listen to the episode on the podcasting app of your choice or on WPLN.org.